Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and we got to wake up Otto again. We're back. And this is the Christina Liu Show, and I have some questions.
Oh.
And Julian, are you paying attention? Because you can get in on this, too. And it's very confusing, because now I'm confused. Pick a number and tell me what's the significance of 196, 169, 13, or 352.
Okay.
Get out of.
Is it Christina Liu's birthday?
Yeah, but what are the numbers? We're now doing from the birthday to the half birthday.
Oh, I'm going to have to get a copy of this to bring home and distribute to my family and friends later. So
this is getting very confusing. I was doing my numbers last night. I'm saying, oh my God, I need a calculator.
I forgot. When you're a little kid, you do six and a half, whatever. Christina still does that.
Yeah, she does the
half.
Well,
I didn't. Otto, they graded. I guess it was a couple of weeks ago. John surprised me with a cake.
Ooh.
at the show on air during my segment celebrating
with
my
candles?
Half birthday. Yes, we did a little happy birthday. It's a happy half birthday, and I think I started a new tradition that day. I went home and I told everyone, I was like, I want everyone to know this is my half birthday. So we better start celebrating.
That's trouble.
I love it though. I have a new thing to celebrate, and I'm all about the celebration.
Well, if you think about it, when you get older, it's probably a good idea to celebrate half
birthdays. I think it's always important to celebrate everything.
And you can maybe even get down to quarterly.
That's right. Listen, I think we can market
on,
this, Otto.
Come on, Otto,
please. John,
we'll have to have a cake every week. I'll go broke.
I think it's important to always celebrate, though, and you know, life's hard enough, and it's good to keep it positive.
I agree, 100%.
And laugh, as we certainly do on this show.
You know, very trite phrase, you know, the power of positive thinking.
Yes,
but
that's
actually
my motto. Listen, I live by that all the time.
It's so true.
It's not easy all the time, but you really got to do it, right?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of positive, because there's nothing but positive things that go on in Project Independence, on October 20th, which is Tuesday, the St. Francis Hospital Outreach cardiac screening van will be at Clinton G. Martin Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I really, really stress that everyone goes to this. You do not need to make an appointment, which I think is absolutely amazing. You know, you don't need to give any insurance or anything. You can just go get a screening. They'll do a simple blood test for cholesterol. They'll give you, you know, your brief cardiac history. They'll go over your blood pressure, some education, and if any referrals are needed, they'll refer you to where you need to go. But if you're in the area, I think it's great. The van's out there, and definitely check it out.
If you're kind of one of the people, I know some people who are a little reluctant to go to doctors.
Absolutely.
This is a very good alternative.
It's a good little beginning. And, you know, we've talked about this before, that there's actually been people who came on the bus and literally were referred to the emergency room because of, you know, things that they had no idea was going on. So it's definitely worth checking out. And like I said, if you're in the area, and it'll be all throughout the town, you know, this year and next year. So check it out. And then Wednesday, October 21st, there's going to be the Healthier Protein Choices. And this is part of Cornell Cooperative Extension in Nassau County, does a series of chats. And this one should be interesting because you don't know exactly what proteins you should be eating. And they did one on fats. They did one on salt. I mean, they have a different theme every month. And this is going to be at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury from 10:30 to 11:30. And that's October 21st. So if you're interested in that, you could.
That's an interesting
one. Yeah, it's really. I mean, they've been doing this now for, I think it's been 3 years. They've been providing this at Magnolia Gardens, and it's great because there's really, it's nice to go to these things that are individualized topics because you know you can only do so much in an hour on a general nutrition thing. So they break down all the different categories, and I think it's definitely worth checking out. So, Magnolia Gardens, October 21st, 10:30 a.m. Otto was looking down at this. I wonder if Otto might show up at this. There's going to be it's going to be a monthly group meeting, and the first one is Tuesday, October 27th, and it's called The World in Motion. It's one of our, she's a professor, Martha Cohen. She's just became a Project Independence volunteer, and she's going to be doing, it's like a discussion group on world issues and different current events things. And this is going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park. And that's in New Hyde Park on Tuesday, October 27th, from 2:15 to 3:15. So it should be a good.
You know, one comment, yesterday we had a meeting, Project Independence meeting, and at that meeting came a thought that women tend to get together and socialize mm-hmm. a lot more than men who are, for whatever reason, you know, you may play golf with somebody or whatever, but you may not go with a group and go to dinner, or you may not do this or that. So my point being that this world in motion is for men and women.
Yes.
And right. that men can feel free to go to these.
Absolutely.
Because they're not going to get shot when they get
there. Might be some ladies there, too. So, you know, it might be a nice, you know, a dual purpose kind of thing. but, yes.
You know, just actually an interruption also. I'm sorry. In reference to the meetings we had yesterday, people should call 311 if they're not getting a copy of the Pioneer.
Absolutely.
The Pioneer is the Town of North Hempstead newsletter, another item that Christina works on and does it very, very nicely. But every now and then we'll hear people, I don't know what it is, I've never gotten a copy. 311, give them
the
address.
And it's the best. And I could, you know, and it's really great because people, you know, we've been really drilling that in to everyone's head, call 311 if you're not getting it, or you know, if you, you know, want someone else to get it. And I'm, you know, directly oversee the mailing list with the mailing house, so you know it goes straight to me, and I make sure that they put that on there. Or if you have a change of address, whatever it might be,
right,
just
okay.
call 311.
And if you get it, it's not a political document.
Right.
I know people who've looked at it. Yes, there is a recognition of the people who actually, if they didn't support this program, like Judy Bosworth and her city council
Absolutely.
And whatnot, if they didn't support the program, it wouldn't exist.
Right, of course.
So there is a little bit of that in there, which is fine.
Right.
But the rest
you know,
of
the
it,
content,
right, right, intro,
and, that's, and that's what I think is just amazing, because, you know, we've been doing this for, you know, a lot of years now, and it's just a really a collaborative event. I mean, like I said, we had the committee meeting yesterday, and it's the PI members and DOSA staff who really are, you know, invested in this and come together and try to put meaningful articles in there that really help you. And I always get wonderful, wonderful reviews on the Pioneer. So please, if you're interested in joining the committee or ever, you know, a topic or an article,
right.
you could also just call 311. And
a new woman came yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a couple of new people actually yesterday, which was nice.
And whether she'll come back or not, and she talked about the radio.
Yeah.
And you never know. That's how it works. And then you get involved, and then you meet somebody, and next thing there's a wedding we're all going to. You have no idea. It's wonderful.
Right. We're broadcasting from the wedding.
Right.
Who knows
right.
where this can go. Yeah.
Right.
But definitely, you know, call 311 if you want anything. We usually meet the radio show on Pioneer. We usually meet 3 to 4 times a year. But you could always call me throughout the year if you have any suggestions.
And what's special about the Pioneer meetings and the radio meetings? Cookies.
That's right. And that's right, because Christina runs a meeting, and there's always coffee and dessert. So that's what happens when you come to my meetings. You know, I don't want to do any plugs out there, but that's just what happens. but also, you know, we like to talk about all the, you know, on top of what goes on with Project Independence, the town itself has tons and tons of programming also. And what I thought was great is that there's going to be what to know before buying or selling a home, and that's done in the through the building department. And we've had Lauren Suma on our radio program, who's the building advocate. And they're going to have a whole team of them will be giving these seminars. And it's Monday, October 19th, which is this Monday. And that's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park.
And she's excellent.
It's really wonderful. And these, and you know, I mean, this, you know, we're talking about Medicare and stuff. And this whole permit process in itself it blows your mind. I mean, you never know what you do need, you know, whether you're on the side of buying a house or selling a home. I mean, sometimes you'll buy a house and there'll be things that weren't taken care of. Now it's your responsibility. It doesn't matter that the previous owner didn't do it. You know, it's your house now.
This is not like they're trying to trap you to find out that you
right
maybe
absolutely
didn't
and that's
follow
why and that's a very important thing.
This is basically
not, right.
a very open, you're not going to get trapped
right.
kind of a session.
And you know what I think is great about this, you know, because you could meet with them one-on-one as well. But I think what's good about being in this kind of forum, you hear other people's questions that might make you think about things you never thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we always laugh on this show because there's, you know, I mean, there's things you would never assume you need a permit for. And it's just worth doing it the right way and having no issues, you know, on either
you
side.
You almost need a permit for mostly
yeah.
everything.
That's what I think. That's a good
you need
rule
a permit
of thumb,
for
right?
a permit. That's a new one.
Yeah, right.
But that's I good. Just really think it's, you know, this is a wonderful thing that Supervisor Judy Bosworth had enacted when she, as soon as she came into office. And it's really working amazingly well. And they're trying to get out there into the community. I mean, they do all different topics, and this is this series. So that'll be Monday, October 19th. That's at Clinton G. Martin Park. Wednesday, October 21st, will be at Charles Fuscillo Park in Carl Place. And Monday, October 26th, it'll be at the Roslyn Community Center. And these are all at 7 p.m. You know, and they also will be doing things at libraries as well. I know Lauren had said, so if you have any questions, you know, or want to have a meeting with her, you just call 311 and they'll patch you through.
And for seniors, downsizing is a very big part of many people's lives today. And it makes sense to get answers before you get caught in something. This is a tremendous opportunity for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And I also want to encourage everybody that the American Legion and AARP and the Town of North Hempstead have partnered together to have these different food drop-off sites for veterans. You know, Veterans Day will be here before we know it. And it's just really important to give back because no matter what age, I mean, there's a lot of issues with many of the veterans and food and different items are needed. So Town Hall has a drop-off site, and that's in Manhasset. The Village of Great Neck Plaza in Great Neck has one. New Hyde Park Village Hall, Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park, and New Hyde Park Library all have these drop-off boxes. And they're really asking for non-perishable food items. There's a whole list. If you want these specifics, you can call 311 and we'll get it over to you. But on top of that, they're looking for some non-food items like toilet paper, paper towels, laundry detergent, soap, toothbrushes, toothpaste. You know, a lot of those personal care items are needed as well. So if you're interested, please, it's only to the end of October. So just call 311 if you need a list of those places again. But the box is right there as soon as you walk in.
Perfect. We're basically out of time. This thing that Christina's talking about, this is a nice thing to get kids involved in also. They can go to school, right, bring home a can of string beans, anything, it all helps out. But nevertheless, it's sad to say it's 11 o'clock.
The Christina Lou show is off for today. I might have flown faster this segment.
I don't know what's
going to
happen at
11:30.
I think I'm probably going to sit here and cry. I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to have Joe on the phone. I won't be able to talk to him. Anyway, you're listening to Project Independence and You on Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.